Hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. I am going to show you the screen, as we call it. If I can get it working, there we go. All right, so what I want to show you is the latest on the Telegram. The market's much more active now compared to yesterday, which was pretty well dead. No trading took place yesterday on the 19th. But July 20th here, 11:38 a.m. So I'm going to go through some examples of coins that move. Matic, Ethereum, Aave as some like current examples. The Solano and some other ones. So Link as well. So some of these charts, for whatever reason, are messed up. So let me first show you Bitcoin. Let's see if we can find Bitcoin here. Okay, so here's Bitcoin. You would think it's pretty well dead to the world, which it kind of is. But when you factor in, that's a one-day chart. But when you start analyzing, this is what I mentioned in the webinar last night. When you start to go more granular, you'll start to see more of the activity. You can see that the chart's just really screwed up. I don't know why. But when you look at Ethereum, again, one day movement looks really bad, but when you go down to the 1 hour, you can see that 1 hour move right there. That's a big one. I mean, from 1750 to, let's say, just over 1801 in one bar. So, but here's where it gets interesting. 15 minute chart, 5 minute chart, you can see these big moves from 1740 to 1810, but you can see it taper off there. And then the 1 minute as well, which helps. So that's just an example of a big, big chart here. Sen was one that was moving quite a bit. You can see it's in decline. This one did not move at all. You can see here on the hourly move yesterday on the 16th, the 15th is that? Sorry, the 14th. But it's been in decline since then. So that really doesn't count. This one has been up and down like a yo-yo. This is BAT, B-A-T. Again, one-day chart. You won't really see it there. But on the hourly basis, you can see it somewhat. 15, you can see it. 5 minute, you can see some movement there. From 45 cents to 47 cents. I mean, that's typical stock market move, which would be big. And then 1 minute. So we're going again from 45 to 47 cents. So basically what I'm saying is, in order to see the opportunities, you have to go granular now. Here's Dash. This one moved quite a bit last night. Again, you can see that big move, but right next day, which is today, the decline. But again, on the hourly, you can see that big move at 10 a.m. yesterday on the 19th. 1870, but actually, what's the price here? Around 109 all the way up to 133, and then all the way up to 140. Now, you would have caught that move maybe on the 15 minute, just a big solid bar, but maybe on a 5 minute, you definitely can see this over 15 minutes, really, or 1 minute as well. So you can see those big moves. So it's a matter, in order to see the new, call it market regime, you have to go granular. Okay. So again, Chainlink hasn't moved a whole lot. Looks pretty bad on the daily. 1 hour, moving up a little bit. 15 minute. So we're going from 1340, let's say, all the way up to all the way up in the last bar, previous bar here, 14.1. So, you know, those are significant moves, okay? And the same with the 15, sorry, the 5 minute, and so on. The problem here is if you analyze on the 1 minute, it might be a little too sensitive. So here with Matic, we have the 1 day, it's all been solid decline, hourly, okay? You can see it there, 65 cents to 73 cents. That's a significant move. for a crypto space or an asset class that's been in solid decline for the last little while, you read the headlines, you only look at the daily chart, but you can clearly see there's quite a bit of opportunity here, even on a 5 minute right here. I mean, it's in a solid run up from 62 cents to 71 cents. Again, if you try to get that kind of performance in a stock or Forex, you'd have to do crazy leverage. But here, there is no leverage. So that's what I'm trying to tell you, is that there is opportunity in here. And how do I know this? Because I made the fix in the bot to go from watching hourly charts to five minute charts, and you're seeing them now. So here, we've got 22.70 cents on Solano, moved all the way up to 23 cents. So just in the last few, 3-4 hours, it's gone up 10%. It's still moving up. And that's the deal. Here we have Stellar, same thing. 1 day, okay, decline, or it looks like it's decline. Even in the hourly, okay, but look at the 15-minute chart here. It's doing okay, but you see the activity in the 5 or 1 minute chart. So we got 20 cents all the way up to 20.6, 20.7 cents. And same way, it's been a solid run up just since 10 a.m. And again, I'm at 11:45 a.m. So that's 2 hours. You can see Solana go there from 20.1 cents all the way up to 20.6 cents. Okay. So again, that's where the opportunities are. CRV, same thing. On the 1 minute, we've got here 10 a.m., which is at 1:22. We're now at 1:30. So that's a 10% move there. And again, you won't see that on the hourly. You see like a little bit. And then the 10 minute or the 5. Okay. So let's go back to a couple more examples. OMG, this was not as good. 1 day, remember I told you the charts are messed up. This is a good example of that. 1 hour, okay, you can see that there. 310 to 322 or 323 roughly. So these are 10% moves. And yeah, quite a few of them. You could do quite well. 5 minute. Sorry, 10 minute, 1 minute, 5 minute. So this is not a great example. Storage A is the same thing. It's an hourly move, 1 day. And then 5 minute, and you're not seeing those moves. I think that's all I can show you for now. There was Compound as well. Like that's really messed up. But just wanted to show you some examples to convince you that the opportunities are no longer daily, hourly. They've gone to 5 minute, 1 minute. And yeah, so we're gonna adjust the bots for that. And I'm pretty close to getting to live trading money, but yesterday was just a complete washout. But today, as you can see, there's some good opportunity. Hopefully it'll sustain for later in the day so we can start trading real live money. Other than that, as I said, once we get to that point, we got a couple things moving in our direction when you go to the Quant Lab shop. Let's see here, Quant Lab. Yeah, that would help. Quant Lab. Nope. Quant Labs Net Shop. That should work. But if not, if you go to the website, Quant Labs. Okay, so here's what I'm talking about. The shop here, if you go and scroll, look for the little light bulbs, discounted monthly, half price annual. If we continue to do that, plus with the live trading, okay, using real money. And then cointracking.info to track it and to verify those trades. And it turns into very profitable. Again, why would I want to keep the prices discounted as is? If that doesn't fit your deal, quantlabs.net, just go to contact here and fill out the form, get some free PDFs and so on. And we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day. And if you haven't figured it out, let me know. I'm not yet, it's going to be a long time before I do it, where I go all in on the private chat server and just basically communicate through that and reduce a lot of the social media outlets that I post on. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for watching. Bye.